in our Urban Orchard conversation with Farmer Greg. We're going to continue through our talking points here. We always have more to talk about than we can ever fit in the broadcast, but, you know, that's why we do the broadcast regularly.
Well, and I always thought it might be fun for me to just come in one day and take over the whole 4 hours.
Whole 4 hours?
I could do that. Absolutely.
We'll have to find a fifth Saturday, you know, one of those random months we get five Saturdays instead of four where it's not programmed out.
And there you go.
Have a
Urban Farm Festival.
There you go.
Let's do it.
Perfect. You know, festival. We could tie it in with a farmer's market somewhere.
Uptown Farmer's Market, Central and Bethany Home, one of the best ones in the state.
All right.
So we're going to talk next about how to kill your fruit trees. And I give a class called Three Ways to Kill Your Fruit Trees.
And is this like at the end of their lifetime? Because they don't last as long as citrus.
That's true. Deciduous trees, the peaches, apples, apricots, and plums, if you get 25 years out of them, you're doing good. But I'm talking about in the first year or two.
Oh, this isn't like harvesting the apple wood for the smokehouses around town.
This is about properly planting your tree in the first place. It's really important to address this. And there's three main things that people do to kill their fruit trees. And I have solutions for them all.
And it's not intentional.
It's not intentional. People just don't know any better. They just don't know. And again, I'm an educator. So the first way to kill your fruit tree is plant it in gravel or dirt or a very hot microclimate. And when I say hot microclimate, I'm talking about western exposure. So western exposure gets sun from noon until sundown, the hottest place in your yard. Gravel, if you plant any plant in a gravel yard with no shade, good luck. Concrete, block walls, sidewalks, driveways. We have a lot of all of those, and all of those contribute to the death of your trees. And, you know, I invite people to send me pictures of their fruit trees, and I see it all the time. You know, why did my fruit tree die? Well, you planted it wrong, or you planted it in the wrong place, or here's one that might surprise you. More often than not, people kill their trees by overwatering them. I live on a flood-irrigated property near 16th Street in Bethany Home, and I moved in there 30 years ago. The fruit trees that are there, there are two citrus trees that were planted in the 1920s, and the rest of the 70 or so fruit trees on my property I've planted over the past 30 years while living there. Watering system that they're on is my flood irrigation. And this freaks people out when I tell them this. You water trees once a month in the winter and twice a month in the summer. But don't they need more than that? No, they don't. Because here's the thing. An overwatered tree looks wilty. An underwatered tree looks wilty. You can't tell the difference. Here's what I know without a shadow of a doubt. In the wintertime, if you're watering your trees, any of them, once a month, they will thrive. I promise. And if you're watering, let's say you come this weekend and you get some fruit trees from us. We'll be open until 3 o'clock today at our nursery at 4549 North 7th Street. You come and get trees from me. You plant them. You give them a good deep water. And then in a month, you give them a good deep water. And then in a month, you give them a good deep water. And then in April, it starts getting hot, so you start watering them twice a month. If June rolls around, it's June 10th, and your tree's looking a little wilty, then you know you haven't overwatered it. Then you give it a little bit of water. Plus, we really encourage people to get moisture meters to manage that piece as well. But sometimes I have conversations with people and it's like, no, we have to water them more than that, especially when they're new. They need to be watered every day or every other day or once a week. And, you know, I had some people come in last year and they bought a loquat from me. That's a tropical fruit. And, you know, these aren't inexpensive trees. This was a $150 tree and they took it home and planted it. They didn't follow my directions, whether they didn't know about them or they weren't interested. They watered the tree every day. And they came in again this year and they said, well, our tree died. And my first question is always, well, how much did you water it? They said, well, we watered every day. Ooh. Yeah. So watering is something you have to get down. And in our fruit tree membership portal online, we have a whole document on watering. So I have something called my 6-6 rule. So remember last segment, we talked about keeping trees small. That's a guideline. Then there's the 6-6 rule. This is absolutely, you must do this. And that's you put a 6-foot diameter basin around the tree with 6 inches of woody mulch. And you want to refresh that woody mulch 2 or 3 or 4 times a year so that you're getting a nice amount of soil building underneath that woody mulch. Because that interface between the dirt and the woody mulch very quickly becomes really healthy soil. And if you're continually adding woody mulch on top, it's going to continue to build soil and your trees are going to thrive, I promise.
And that mulch doesn't go up against the trunk, though.
Exactly. So what I...
You see that often when they put mulch on, you think, hey, get it all the way to the trunk.
No. What I suggest people do, what I instruct people do, another rule, is you plant the tree on a mound in the center. So it's up 3 or 4 inches. So then the woody mulch sits up against the dirt around the base of the tree, not the trunk of the tree. Really important.
And then that lets you add that mulch on a regular basis because it's a little high. And a tree that's planted too deep is a lot worse than a tree that's planted too high.
Exactly. Yeah, you can kill a tree very quickly by planting it too deep.
All right, we'll continue more after this. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. A little bottom of the hour news break, and we'll be back with Farmer Greg.